This is Tri-States Public Radio News. Before Macomb High School seniors received their diplomas over the weekend, they received a gift connected to a renowned civil rights leader who grew up in the community. First, the students participated in a graduation ceremony rehearsal under overcast skies at the football field. Normally, they would be dismissed after running through the rehearsal, but this time they were asked to stick around. That's when all 140 of them learned they would each receive a copy of the Reverend C.T. Vivian's recently published memoir, It's in the Action, Memories of a Nonviolent Warrior. And furthermore, two of Dr. Vivian's daughters and one of his granddaughters were there to personally sign and hand the books to the students.
What's your name, huh?
Alex.
Alex, A-L-E-X? I like that. I don't have to worry about misspelling that one.
The women engaged in conversation with each one of the students. Denise Morse is Dr. Vivian's second daughter. She flew up from Atlanta, Georgia for the day and says it was well worth it.
Daddy loved Macomb. He loved Macomb High. And so it just seemed like the perfect thing to do, considering that the book has just come out.
She says her favorite parts of the book are about Vivian's childhood.
Just the stories he told about growing up in Macomb and being a student here and the people he met and the life lessons it taught him.
Morse hopes readers will appreciate her father's lifelong commitment to justice. She called the book a great little send-off gift for the students. Byron Odin Shabazz came up with the idea for the gift.
What can we do to get the book out but honor him at the same time, and donating a book to each student that we thought was the perfect project?
Odin Shabazz is president of the recently formed C.T. Vivian Project, which is a foundation created to continue Vivian's legacy. He says one of the group's goals is to give a gift in honor of Vivian to each year's graduating class. C.T. Vivian grew up in Macomb and graduated from Macomb High School. He went on to serve as one of the leaders of the American Civil Rights Movement of the 1950s and 60s. He died in Atlanta last July, just a couple weeks shy of his 96th birthday. Rich Egger reporting.